The Thomas Fire and Flood have caused tragedy and heartache. We've also seen some of the best in people as communities have rallied to help victims. Events from concerts to art shows have been planned to raise money, and a number of relief funds have been created. If you want to help, it can almost be confusing about figuring out the best way to give.
I think the blur is a real phenomenon. The solution is to integrate and coordinate, and to have a common message where that's appropriate and have a common way to intake.
Andy Robinson is a consultant who worked with nonprofits on the East Coast in the wake of 9/11. California Lutheran University's Center for Nonprofit Leadership brought Robinson to the South Coast. He's here for an Oxnard event on how local agencies can work together on Thomas Fire and Flood relief efforts.
My husband and I were evacuated that evening, and probably about 48 hours later, we knew that we needed to start convening nonprofits. Nonprofits that had boots on the ground as first responders, but also those that are just good people who want to be of service. And those good people who wanted to be of service didn't want to create a disaster after the disaster by trying to be helpful and not directing their help.
Dina Jensen is director of the CLU Center for Nonprofit Leadership.
We need to keep having these conversations with one another to make sure that we're not stumbling over each other and that we're working in a coordinated and then future collaborative way.
Among the nonprofits represented at the forum is the Humane Society of Ventura County.
We received about 300 evacuated animals within 2 days at the start of the fire, and most of those animals came from the Ojai Valley. We're in recovery mode, our shelter property. Most of those animals have gone home to their homes. We have probably about 30 cats, dogs, and a couple of horses left, but we're kind of in recovery mode, trying to get the shelter property back up to its normal daily operations.
Greg Cooper is the director of community outreach for the Humane Society. After the fires in Northern California, charities in the fire zone experienced a 30% drop in funding. Cooper says as a nonprofit, they're concerned that in the wake of everything that's happened, donations could be impacted.
We are very worried about how this Thomas Fire has affected our annual fundraising efforts. Emergency services is part of our operations. It's something that we do. But as a private nonprofit, we rely 100% on private donations.
But fundraising consultant Andy Robinson had some reassuring words for local charities. He says just because people step up to help Thomas Fire victims doesn't mean they'll stop giving to their favorite nonprofits.
People have this idea like after a crisis, all the money goes to crisis relief and that you can't raise money for the arts or you can't raise money for kids or you can't raise money for social services that are not related to the crisis and that, you know, all that money goes to crisis. All the evidence shows opposite. People continue to give to their favorite causes because they see the benefit of their favorite causes, and organizations need to keep going out and asking. The crisis giving is additive. I don't think it's subtractive. I think you raise more money during crisis. I don't think that necessarily cuts into the money that's being given away to other things.
And while there are a growing number of groups involved in Thomas Fire and Flood relief efforts, experts on nonprofits say if you aren't sure where to give, ask questions. Dana Jensen with CLU Center for Nonprofit Leadership.
They want to make sure that their dollars are going to be put to good use and not just in a duplicative fashion. My best recommendation is to pose the question directly to those coordinators of those efforts.
The event was underwritten by the Ventura County Community Foundation. In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.